a division of large companies, Sanitarium, California, September 10, 1908. Elder R.A. Underwood, dear Brother Underwood, there is a great work to be done at this stage of our history. I have been shown that there are places away from our cities where our buildings that it would be wise for us to secure for our schools. There are places that should be purchased, and every talent possible should be used to carry on the work that the Lord has given us to do. We see determined efforts being made to establish the first day of the week as the Sabbath for all the world in place of the Sabbath of the Lord. And while this is being done, a work is going forward in the councils of heaven to bring advantages to the people who believe and obey the word of the Lord. The Lord is certainly opening the way for us as a people to divide and subdivide the companies that have been growing too large to work together to the greatest advantage. And this dividing should be done not only that the students may have greater advantages, but that the teachers may be benefited and life and health spared. To establish another school will be better than further enlargement of the school at Lincoln. Let another locality have the advantage of one of our educational institutions. Secure for it the best talent and guard against the dangers of an overcrowded school. All parts of our country are to be warned of the time in which we live. As schools are established in new localities, many will become acquainted with the reasons of our faith. In planning our schoolwork, we are to work to benefit both believers and unbelievers, that the truth may come to the homes of many who are now in ignorance of it. Let the work of dividing be carefully and prayerfully considered. Properties will be offered for sale in the rural districts at a price below the real cost because the owners desire city advantages, and it is these rural locations that we desire to obtain for our schools, that the students may be away from the temptations of city life. If in these places there is land to be worked and buildings to be erected, this work will be of great benefit to the students. When driven from the cities or when sent to other countries, the trades learned in our school may be made an influence in favor of the truth. As we divide our schools, we should seek to make them more and more like the schools of the prophets. More and more we are to make the Bible the great lesson book. Wherever our schools are established now, the students are to become most thorough students of the Bible. If they will become doers of the word, if they will dig deep, laying their foundation sure to obedience to all the requirements of God, they will be preparing to graduate to the higher school. Ellen G. White.